In 2019, we reported on the issue of adults with developmental disabilities who were stuck in Washington hospitals with nowhere to go. Now, 2 years later, that problem is being eclipsed by something else: kids with developmental disabilities stuck in the hospital. It's happening more and more in Washington as the pandemic and workforce shortages magnify gaps in the state's social safety net. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
In a hospital room in Everett, a mom visits her 13-year-old autistic, nonverbal son.
Hey, Matthew. I bought you your favorite chicken nuggets with the spicy buffalo sauce you like.
As Matthew eats, his mom tells him about her plans to decorate his hospital room for Christmas and the treats she'll bring him on Christmas Day.
I make you smile. Oh, what a cutie.
His mom, who we're not naming to protect the family's privacy, lives for these peaceful, loving moments. But she says it's not always like this.
He doesn't mean to. He just escalates and then it's like a different kid.
That's why he ended up here in the hospital. Matthew had been living in a group home in Mukilteo. His mom says he wasn't getting the behavioral supports and therapy he needs. His behavior escalated, and one day, she says he flooded a bathroom in the group home and assaulted several staff. The police were called, and he was brought to Providence Regional Medical Center. That was almost 3 months ago.
He's stuck there. He's a prisoner.
Matthew has no medical reason for being in the hospital, but he also has nowhere else to go. His mother says she can't take him home because of his behaviors, and the state hasn't found another group home to take him. So he waits, spending his days watching SpongeBob SquarePants on the TV and music videos on his iPad. It's anyone's guess when he'll get out.
Very, very depressing.
Matthew's story is not an isolated one. Data is hard to come by, but advocates, hospitals, and state officials all say they're seeing more cases of kids stuck in the hospital. Shaw Seaman is the chief compliance officer for Washington's Developmental Disabilities Administration. He acknowledges there are gaps in the system that need to be addressed.
I think it goes back to people with more complex or challenging behavioral health issues make it more difficult to find a good match for a community service provider, able and willing. And I'll tell you, this pandemic has only increased those challenges.
The big issue is staffing. Last month, Charlene Robbins got a call on a Friday telling her to come get her 20-year-old daughter by Sunday. She was told the group home where her daughter had been since age 10 was in a staffing crisis.
You know, I was very upset. I was very alarmed.
But Robin says she's not equipped to care for her daughter, who's autistic, has Down syndrome, is blind, and in a wheelchair. When she didn't come get her daughter, she was sent to a hospital in Bellingham.
She didn't need to go through this. You know, I can't be there. I can't be there every day. So that's the saddest part.
It also takes a toll on hospital staff.
It's really hard for us to see kids in placements that aren't appropriate for them.
Laura Knapp is the director of behavioral health for Providence Northwest, which includes the Everett Hospital where Matthew is. She says the situation is putting additional strain on hospitals.
With COVID, we are at a major bed crisis in our community.
There are no easy solutions or quick fixes. The current state budget has money for 4 state-run residential homes for youth with developmental disabilities, but those won't be up and running until June of 2023. Longer term, the Department of Social and Health Services is asking for funding to build 2 16-bed crisis stabilization facilities. In Matthew's case, his mom has turned to the Arc of King County. Executive Director Robin Tatsuda and her staff have been trying to help.
Up until this point, everybody has sort of been like, it's not my problem. Like, somebody else has to figure this out.
Recently, Tatsuda says a home in Spokane was identified as a possible placement for Matthew, but it could take months to hire the staff. So for now, his mom is planning for Christmas in the hospital.
We'll bring some eggnog, definitely.
And a new year full of uncertainty. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.